Hello, here we are again with another program. We'll be looking in Mark chapter 12, verse 1 through 12. Mark chapter 12, beginning verse number 1, and he began to speak unto them by parables, that is, Jesus did that. And he said, a certain man planted a vineyard, and set an hedge about it, and digged a place for the wine vat, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And, at the season, he sent to the husbandmen a servant, that he might receive from the husbandmen of the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him, and beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent unto them another servant, and said unto him, they cast stones, and wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully handled. And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some, and killing some. Having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, they will receive my son. But those husbandmen said among themselves, this is the heir, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard. What shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen, and will give the vineyard unto another. And have ye not read this scripture? The stone which the builder rejected is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken this parable against them. And they left him and went their way.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweet in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Here in chapter 12 of the book of Mark, the Lord is giving another parable, and he's talking about a vineyard, In verse 1, he focuses on the owner of the vineyard. Verses 2 through 8, he focuses on the overseers of the vineyard. And verse number 9, we have the outcome of the vineyard. In verse 1, he said a certain man planted a vineyard, and he not only planted the vineyard, but he set a hedge about it. And he digged a place for the wine fat and built a tower and let it out to the husbandman and went into a far country. Now, those Jews at that time would have been thinking back to Isaiah chapter 5, verse number 1 through 7. There it says, God said, "Now I will sing to my beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard and a very fruitful hill." We see all the things God did here. Number one, it says in verse 2, he fenced it. Number 2, he gathered out the stones thereof. Number 3, he planted it with the choicest vine, and he built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a wine press therein, and looked that it should bring forth grapes. And it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now, go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. And then in verse number 7, he gives us the answer as to who he's talking about here. He says, "For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel." Now, he's speaking about Israel here again. And in Mark chapter 12, verse number 1, he gives this parable. He said, "A certain man planted a vineyard." Now, the owner of the vineyard was God. And then it says here in verse number 12 through 8, the overseers of the vineyard are referred to here as the husbandmen. And he sent to the husbandman a servant that he might receive from the husbandman of the fruit of the vineyard. So he's sending to find out, how are you doing there in Israel with my vineyard? Well, verse 2 says they caught him, beat him, and sent him away. Well, he sent some more servants, and they cast stones and wounded them, next one, and sent him away shamefully. And again, he sent another, verse 5, and they killed him. And he sent many others, and they beat them some and killed some, having yet therefore a son. He said, "They will receive my son." But those husbandmen said among themselves, "Let us kill him." And of course they did. And they were about to bring this entire prophecy from Isaiah chapter 5 to a head here when they killed the Son of God. Well, Mark chapter 12 gives us the outcome. It says, "What shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandman and will give the vineyard unto another." And that's exactly what happened here. God said, that's it. They crossed the line, the nation of Israel. They went into extinction for 2,000 years. They came back in 1948 as a nation after 2,000 years. They certainly haven't turned to God yet, but we see the beginnings of what's going to happen here in the book of Revelation. It's all prophesied. And so we see here in verse number 9, the Lord said, "What shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandman and will give the vineyard unto others." And of course, this is where they turned to the Gentiles. They had crossed the line. And from there to the day in which we're living in today, God has been using the Gentiles to bring his message to this world. The reason for that? Well, he gives it very plain in verse number 10. "Have you not read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner." Well, 12 says they sought to lay hold on him, but they feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them.
Be thou exalted forever and ever, God of eternity, the Ancient of Days, wondrous in majesty, so mighty in wisdom, perfect in holiness, and worthy of praise. Be thou exalted by seraphs and angels. Be thou exalted with harp and with song. Saints in their anthems of rapture adore thee. Thine be the glory forever. Amen. Be thou exalted, O Son of the Highest, gracious Redeemer, our Savior and King, one with the Father, O equal in glory. Here at thy footstool our homage we bring. Adore thee, thine be the glory.